Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Auditor Jake Grandia for an update on absentee voting.
We're just 3 weeks away from the general election. Kind of hard to believe, right?
Yes, it is. It's great and a little bit busy at the same time.
Well, absentee voting, of course, underway here in Marion County and across the entire state of Iowa. I understand you have quite a few absentee requests out, right?
Yes, we do, actually. We are at 7,500 as of this minute, you might say, and which is a large number for us to be out already. It's great. People are interested. It's just, a lot.
And I guess you keep saying that's a lot. Is that more than you've ever had before, or is that kind of comparable to maybe previous years? What's kind of the situation there?
Yeah, I think it's a new number for us. 2 years ago, we did like 6,000 through the mail and a couple thousand at the window. And, you know, like you just said, we're 3 weeks out and already at that number. So we were expecting big numbers. Obviously, COVID has affected that as well, but we know there's a lot of interest out there, and it's a good option for people to use, and so they're taking advantage.
Well, of course, we kind of touched on this last week, but if you could just remind folks what we have going on here at the Marion County Courthouse.
Yeah, so here at our office, a person can in-person absentee if they want, and let's just refresh that the courthouse is still closed due to the elevator construction project, so our temporary location is at 614 East Washington, the East Elementary School here in Knoxville. But if somebody does want to do in-person absentee and has not requested to get one through the mail yet, they would come here to the office with their ID, fill out a request form, and would vote in person absentee here, leave their ballot behind for us to add to the with election day.
All right, so in essence, you know, people come here to vote. It's almost as if it's just a regular polling location on election day, right? Other than the fact that it's considered absentee because you got to fill out the request, right?
Yeah, it's the same paper ballot that you use on election day. That here, you know, we are housing them. Securing them until election day, where a special precinct board opens them and tabulates them all together. But yes, it's the same vote count, same paper ballot, same candidates, all those things as election day.
All right. Well, and I guess what are some of the reasons that people, especially this year, might decide to vote absentee rather than waiting till election day like usual?
Yeah, well, the pandemic has a lot to do with it. People want to make sure that they get their ballot in, just in case. You never know what tomorrow might bring with this pandemic and what people are dealing with. So a lot of folks want to do it just to make sure that they get that done in case something comes up on election day. That's probably the biggest thing. Convenience is another thing, that they don't have to worry about going to the polls. And then, you know, there are people that have health concerns about not wanting to be out and about, so they can do it from their home. If somebody does request an absentee through the mail, has received it already, or is going to, we do need to make sure those people return all those ballots to us and make sure you sign the white affidavit that they go in. And those can be returned either through the postage paid envelopes in the mail, or they can be hand delivered to our office that we talked about. A lot of people are taking advantage of that this year in bigger numbers than we've seen before for the voter return here at the office. That's fine. First come, first serve, come on in and drop off your ballot. There's no issue with that. It's just whatever people want to do.
All right, and what are some of the deadlines that people need to keep in mind then with this?
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that. The biggest deadline for absentee through the mail is October 24 is the last day that we can actually mail out an absentee ballot. That also happens to be a pre-registration deadline, so it's kind of a big day, that Saturday at 5 p.m., but if anybody wants to get a ballot through the mail, they need to get us that signed request by the 24th date of October. That is also the pre-registration deadline to get registered before you have to do an EDR, like at the polling site. We still will be voting in-person absentee here at our office up until the day before the election. We just won't be able to mail out after that October 24.
Anything else you want to touch on?
Well, we just appreciate everybody's participation. Everybody is excited to take part this year. But if you did request an absentee ballot to be mailed to your home, we do appreciate and need you to return those, as you know, we can't give you another one at the polls if you have one out. And so it's just important that they return those. And if you have any questions, give us a call at the office. We'll try to help and answer any of those questions.
Thanks to Marion County Auditor Jake Grandia for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.